Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with T, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health. Good evening, lovelies. How are you? First and foremost, let me just say happy Mother's Day to all my mothers out there, as well as my motherly figures, my titis, my grandmas. And for those who don't have their mom with them today or their motherly figure with them today, my heart definitely goes out to you. I will keep you in my prayers. I want to talk about daily permissions. When you think about daily permissions, I want you to ask yourself, have you ever allowed something or someone into your life that you knew would poison you, that you knew would kill you, in the same breath of you inhaling it? Have you ever stopped to ask yourself why would you allow such thing into your life, knowing the consequences? Interesting, right? We've all done it, even if we don't want to admit to it. I know I have. I've definitely been in a relationship or two and didn't know of it until the next morning. The things we do just for those 5 minutes of what we think is bliss. Tastes, feels good, looks good, smells good. Irony. Father did say, but false teachers were secretly introduced, destructive histories, even denying the master who bought them, and bring swift destruction on themselves. You can find that in Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Another way to look at it, if anyone comes to you and doesn't bring this doctrine, don't receive him into your house or greet him. For whoever greets him shares in his wicked deeds. That's John chapter 2, verse 10. Both verses are geared towards the same thing. They talk about false teachers and the dangers of allowing them into your life and into your community, and any potential consequence that you may carry on, not realizing what you're doing. Now, let me just put a pause. Listen, again, we've all done it. We've all been there. We've all allowed ourselves to do certain things and not think about it until it's too late. But why? If we know that life is full of choices, why do we sometimes make the wrong ones? And in order to figure that out, you have to first decide on what's right or wrong. What rule of measurement are you using to determine that? When I think of my own daily permissions, I think of those that I've allowed to be around me in terms of friends, family, and even situationships, committed relationships, just people in general. When I think of daily permissions, I think about what I have allowed to be around me. It's interesting. My aunt made a comment to me last year, and she said, if you know better, you'll do better. And until that actually sank into my head, I was like, this lady is crazy. And then I realized she's absolutely right. It's not until after we've gone through something over and over and over again, and then we start to realize we know better, but we won't do better. Why? Simply put, we're benefiting from it. So why change something that we could benefit from? It feels too good to let go. We're not going to do that. And then 5 minutes later, you're wondering why you're sick, why you're struggling, why certain things are happening in your life. Now, please believe, and you will hear me say this over and over, he makes no mistakes. You know where you're at, where you're going, and what you're going to go through to get where he wants to put you. And yes, as any other children, we are very rebellious when it comes to certain teachings, hence daily permissions. Please keep in mind that I'm not saying that everything you allow in your life is going to push you to death, whether that's literally or metaphorically. What I am saying is be mindful of the things that you allow, the things that you can foresee, the things that you can smell, you can taste, the things that you know, if I touch it, I'm going to burn my hand, but I'm still going to touch it. Or if I return the favor, it's going to bite me. Somewhere that's probably going to hurt. Things are only deadly when we allow them to impact our lives. Things are only deadly when we forget who we are. For myself, what I've learned from just giving permission to certain things is first starting with self. Starting with what I want in life. For example, I had to first think about what something or someone meant to my life, whether they were deadly. And then I had to turn around and ask myself, did I authorize this? Was this father doing? Was it the individual or the thing? And then bring it back to home. And I know this sounds really complicated, but I promise you I'm going to give you a formula so that you too will not end up asking yourself, why did I allow this deadly thing to kill me? Just because you do not use force in something does not mean that it won't harm you. In most cases, the things that are not forcefully done or made are the most dangerous, to be honest. I love when people feel that they have to prove a point by doing something. And in reality, you're just as hurt as everybody else. And that's what I mean by deadly permission. Just like trauma bonds. There are such things as trauma bonds, where you tend to love someone or do something because you have something in common. It's almost like a strong emotional attachment that forms between people. Usually, there's some form of abuse. In some cases, you have some positive things that come out of that, such as love, which a lot of us have not been loved the proper way. Loyalty, in which a lot of us no longer seek such thing because we feel that there is no such thing. And even sympathy, which cannot be and should not be confused with empathy. But then you also got to remember there's things called confusion. And that's how you end up with deadly permissions. Fear. And that can look differently from everyone, right? Again, that's how you end up giving a deadly permission. So what you think is affection is actually the last ingredient to that recipe to kill you. Now, if you remember, I said I was going to give you a formula to help you. When trying to determine whether or not something is deadly, ask yourself this before doing anything else. Ask yourself, can I wake up from it? And I don't mean forcefully. I mean, can you use your strength to wake up from it? And again, I don't mean force in terms of someone putting their hands on you. Hopefully not. I mean force as in you have put that obligation on yourself. If you feel that you have what it takes to wake up, to change, to do whatever, it's not a deadly thing. Because again, what does it mean to be dead? Non-existing, non-living. So first decide whether or not you can wake up from it peacefully, wholly. Then ask yourself, what is it to gain by authorizing this? And again, that could be whatever it is. I think sometimes we forget the amount of power that we have as individuals because we're so much into keeping up with the Joneses. That we invite things, places, people into our lives that we probably know darn well we don't need to be there. We're so busy trying to be like the next person sitting in front of us, behind us, not realizing they're just as confused. Again, daily permission. Now, I'm not here to say once you figure out if it's for you and once you've concluded that you've allowed this in for good reasons, you still won't get sick. I will be sitting here telling you stories. I shall not and will not do that. What I am saying is, in most cases, if something is deadly, first of all, I don't even want you. I don't even want it. I only want to give permission to things that are going to prosper and please and promote. I only want to give permission to things that I know that will multiply and be fruitful in a positive manner. Some deadly permissions will actually overturn and allow you to do such things. But that's why it's up to you to decide if that deadly permission, that authorization that you just signed blindly, was something that you wanted. Again, I'm not here to pretend that I've never done it. But as I continue walking on my journey, I've come to the conclusion that I too have signed my share of things that were deadly, or so they appeared to be. And that's a whole nother conversation, because camouflage is something that is very interesting to the eye. Please be mindful, ladies and gents, of the things that you sign. Your signature is very unique. Nobody should ever, ever, ever try to copy it. Ever. You are who you are. You were built with distinctive characteristics. You yourself could be viewed as a deadly permission to yourself, if you want to be technical. Because the force that you put on yourself for things that would technically be there to benefit you, you put to harm you. Again, is it deadly enough to kill you or to make you prosper? And did you authorize it or did someone else authorize it? Was it due to soul ties, trauma bonding, keeping up with the Joneses, trying to figure out A from B when you all the way in W? Not knowing what's going on in life, not paying attention to things because they glitter and glam the day and then tomorrow they turn. Be honest with yourself. It's a scary thing. My only wish for you is that you no longer sign off on any deadly permissions. The only authorization you should be signing off on is for you to not only be the best version of yourself for yourself, but know that the next time you sign something, whether it's to buy a pack of gum in a store or an agreement between yourself, a company, a person, or whatever it is, the next time you give permission to something, not only is it going to make you grow as an individual, that permission is going to put you in a mind frame where every time that you want to do something moving forward, you're going to make sure that only your signature is visible. And I want you to actually think about that. Make sure that your signature is being seen for you. Nobody's blindfolding you. Nobody's walking you into something that's going to harm you. There's a lot of false teachers out there There's a lot of people walking around thinking they're preaching on something, and what they're feeding you is killing you. What they're feeding you is harming you. Intentionally, by the way. And you're permitting it. Each and every time you turn on the radio, you go out with whomever. You do certain things that you know you shouldn't. But you're authorizing it because you're still doing it. I was once told, if you don't say something, that means you're going along with it. The irony, people still speak on certain things and people don't respect it. But what does that mean? That signature that I told you about earlier, your distinctive signature, make sure you sign off on it before making your next move. And with that, I would say this prayer. First and foremost, Father, I want to thank you for being you. I want to thank you for putting up with me because, whew, child, chile. I know I'm not easy. I can be rebellious, sinful, a little extra sometimes, I will admit. However, I want to thank you for not giving up on me. I want to thank you for teaching me what a false prophet versus a disciple actually means, what their responsibilities are, what they look like entering my life, and how they both can be used to do certain things to my life that without you, I probably wouldn't even understand. I want to thank you for allowing me to visualize certain consequences based off of my past experiences of what some people will call trauma, and have allowed me to not sign off on certain things that I know will kill me. For that is one daily permission that I will never sign off on. I ask that you please, please give grace to any and everyone who is listening. And even for those who aren't. For perhaps they don't know the gift that they have in their signatures. And their ability to sign off on certain things. Their inability to not sign because of things such as trauma. Things such as seeking for what they think is love and loyalty, which is reality, lust. I thank you. Because you're the only one who knows the difference between a false prophet and a teacher. Have a good one, ladies and gents.